Poetry on the Radio. Today, Penelope Leyland.
I have walked miles. I have walked miles. It is late. The sky threatens rain. No rain comes, and no letters wait. Clouds split, tipping moonlight upon the lake. I'm cold and hungry, mostly. I have walked miles, and it is late. Only exhaustion can moderate my hopes. I walk until exhausted. No letters wait. I know he has little time lately to spare little me, but I have walked miles and it is late. I picture him with Mary, heads close. Their lips navigate sentiments to which I must be deaf. No letters wait. It is the cold and the hunger I hate most. A good, gallant moon helps me home, for I have walked miles, it is late, and no letters wait. This poem, which is a villanelle, comes from my latest collection, Beloved, an extended sequence of poems in the voice of the 19th century diarist, Dorothy Wordsworth. When Dorothy was a small child, her mother died and she was sent to live with relatives. In late adolescence, she was reunited with her brothers, and she and her brother William, the romantic poet, formed a passionate bond and shared a home for the rest of their lives. I Have Walked Miles is set in a period during which William was courting Mary Hutchinson, who he would go on to marry. Dorothy was deeply affected by these developments and was forced to reevaluate her role in their shared household. I have walked miles. I have walked miles. It is late. The sky threatens rain. No rain comes and no letters wait. Clouds split, tipping moonlight upon the lake. I am cold and hungry, mostly. I have walked miles, and it is late. Only exhaustion can moderate my hopes. I walk until exhausted. No letters wait. I know he has little time lately to spare little me, but I have walked miles, and it is late. I picture him with Mary, heads close. Their lips navigate sentiments to which I must be deaf. No letters wait. It is the cold and the hunger I hate most. A good, gallant moon helps me home. For I have walked miles. It is late. And no letters wait.
Today we heard Penelope Leyland on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.